This is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
Keep being the hunter. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who wants to be the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports Kings.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, getting you ready for week four of the National Football League. We are in Houston, Texas, at our studios, and I am joined by my co-host. Over to my left, Hot Rod Johnson. Welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, Mean Gene. How are you, sir?
I am great. I am ready for week four.
Okay.
The league is officially at the quarter mark. We are one quarter into the season.
Yep, too early for math for me, buddy.
All right, I'm just saying, because you know there's, you know,
like
break this down into
two dimes and a nickel.
Like
or?
Week eight would be the halfway point. And then
50 cent.
Something like that.
50 cent.
Yeah.
But you said the quarter was like two nickels.
Okay, folks, once again, it is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show, and we are going to talk some football with you today. As a matter of fact, the show is brought to you by ONFX.com, ONFX.com. Okay, you got a business, right? You want to get your website going.
Right.
How many times have I said this, okay?
Every week.
You have to go to ONFX.com. They will put together a nice website for you at an affordable price.
Right.
ONFX.com. Big show today in this 1 hour here. Okay, things kicked off Thursday night. We'll talk about the Thursday night football game.
My goodness.
The Miami Dolphins and them ugly-ass uniforms.
Yeah, they were something terrible, looking like some cheese dip sitting out there. But I'm not understanding. Mean Gene, before we go any further, where do we get... Why are we forced to watch some of these games in the prime time?
Well, as
and
you
I know every team is not great.
No, but every team will play on Thursday night. You just don't get to watch your favorite team.
It's not about watching favorite team. It's about watching some. You're looking at a Miami team who's had nine head coaches since Cincinnati's had one head coach.
I know.
They only put up 250 yards on the board. I mean, you know.
If any game was a sure bet for you gamblers out there, that there was no way. Even though Miami fooled you, they came out to. That 7-point lead,
yeah, they did.
And looked
they
like did. It was going to be a Miami game,
yeah,
and never scored again.
And let's think about the Thursday before that. Houston just laid an egg, ooh, didn't even score against New England.
Be careful, you know we're in Houston.
I understand that, but we're in a closed room. No one can see us.
Speaking of
early in the morning,
talk about the loss of J.J. Watt. That's got to be a devastating blow. And the loss. I mean, first of all, this guy was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
mm-hmm.
shouldn't have played as a the way it looks now, he was playing hurt.
Yeah,
anyone that's ever had surgery of any kind, the back is something you don't play with.
Yeah, but you know, you're talking about a football player, not someone who goes and sit behind a desk at work. Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Talking about
tough football player who's not going to be like, yeah, let me sit out a couple more weeks. No, JJ wants to go back and play.
Right.
Hopefully this won't hurt his career long term, but right now it's best for him to go ahead and rest and don't try to rush it back. Wait until next year and see. But that defensive front, Houston is in some trouble.
They are in some trouble.
No, he did not play offense, and we get that. But at the same time,
right.
That defense did not put the offense in some bad situations.
Yeah, it's going to be a long season.
So it's going to be long for him.
Long season. So we're also going to talk about, we'd like to go back and recap week three of the National Football League. And that always leads us into our shockers.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, we got some shockers we're going to talk about. How about this? The bye week. Is it not wise they have a bye week in week four? The Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles will have to come back after this bye week and
right.
go straight to the end of the season.
Right.
With injuries, with or without.
That's
this is too early.
That's why they get paid.
You know, we always talk about this because teams that have late bye weeks, like say week 11, I think they even go all the way to week 13 with a bye this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this year. I tend to think those teams have an edge to, getting into the playoffs.
Oh, of course they do, because you get to rest those bones and those minor aches and injuries that you have, and you can rest them for one additional week going into the playoffs. Of course, there's a disadvantage of having to bye this early, so we'll see how it turns out for Green Bay and Philadelphia. But it may honestly be the wrong time to have a bye week for Philadelphia just because they're on a roll right now.
Yeah.
The way they dominated, speaking of shockers, the way they dominated Pittsburgh last week.
Yeah, that is my shocker.
You're looking at a defense that's ranked number 3 or 4 in the league right now. Philadelphia and Carson Wentz.
You get so excited when the Steelers lose.
To be honest with you.
You know that's my team.
I know. Right? As a Cowboy fan, you can't like
cheesing.
No, it's not
talking
cheesing.
About my Steelers.
It's more about Carson Wentz. I'm a believer now.
Hey, this is the year of the rookie quarterback.
Remember, Jared Goff. We know Brad Goff, and that's why we always say his name. It makes me sick.
Brad, we just gave you a plug, baby.
but Wentz. We talked about him going into the draft, even after the draft, how he was not ready for the NFL. Now look at him. Look at him, Mean Gene.
Well, he was the better quarterback. People always said he's your better quarterback.
The first player in NFL history with at least 100 attempts, 60 completions, mm-hmm. 5 touchdown passes, and no interceptions to start his career.
Amazing stuff.
First and foremost, I don't know where people get those stats from. Who keeps that kind of stat? But it's a stat that's out there, and it makes sense because he's on fire. He and Dak Prescott, no interception for these rookie quarterbacks this year.
Our apologies for giving Mike Zimmer the coach of the year.
Oh,
I think we forgot about
Doug
Peterson.
No.
I mean, no.
No.
No, Mike Zimmer has been with his team his second, third year with the team.
Right.
We're talking about a new coach and a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to give it to Peterson right now.
We're talking about you lose Adrian Peterson. You go into Carolina and dominate Carolina. You lose your starting quarterback, Bridgewater.
Right.
You come up and start Sean Hill. And now you got a brand new quarterback who only came to practice
that's
2 days.
Impressive.
No, Zimmer,
okay.
Hands down, coach of the year.
Okay.
I'm calling it.
All right, call
fourth
it.
Week.
So, Zimmer. Speaking of fourth week, how about this?
Coach of the year.
This
Zimmer.
This is also the time of the year when the NFL likes to go way overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't even say the NFL. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars that likes to go way overseas play football in London, England at Wembley Stadium. They're doing it again. The first game today is going to be the Indianapolis Colts making their first trip to London.
So wake up.
Gus Bradley. Gus Bradley and the 0-3, and I'm going somewhere with this, and the 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars, does Gus Bradley get the boot? Is he going to be the first coach of the 2016 season?
No.
0-4. Chances are they're going to be 0-4 because Jim Irsay had a conversation with Andrew Luck.
That's who in trouble.
He needs to play a little bit better.
That's who in trouble. The coaching staff of the Indianapolis Colts. That's who's in trouble. Jacksonville is a team that's rebuilding and continuing to build, so they're not going to dismiss a quarterback. However, Indianapolis Colts is in the position where they should be winning right now. They're in a very easy division now that J.J. Watt is gone.
Well, let's talk about this game then, okay? So you got the 1-2 Colts, you got the 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. Andrew Luck has won his past 5 starts against this team, so I'm obviously picking the Colts to beat the home favorite Jacksonville Jaguars in London.
This is a home game for Jacksonville. They go every year.
Yeah, but they don't do well when they go over there.
Well, okay. But now, you weren't supposed to say that, BG. You were not supposed to say that. But here's the thing. Why are the Indianapolis Colts choosing not to take a bye week next week? They fly back from London and they go straight.
Momentum.
And they play Chicago. Well, maybe because they're playing Chicago at home. They are having a home game. Okay. Their bye week is not until after, November 6th, November 13th weekend when they after they play Green Bay.
Okay.
So I don't understand why they're not taking that bye week. But I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars, with home field advantage in this one, Mean Gene.
Hail to the queen.
There we go.
All right. So Carolina Panthers, 1-2 at the Atlanta Falcons, 2-1. Falcons impressive went to New Orleans and beat the Saints 45-32 and no defense. Panthers coming off a loss to the team we just talked about, Minnesota, Mike Zimmer's team, 22-10. Who you got in this one?
Atlanta. Atlanta has been a nemesis for the Carolina Panthers. When Carolina was 15-0 or 13-0, who beat them? Atlanta Falcons. They had to play Atlanta 2 times within 3 weeks last year, and both games were very tough. And now they're playing them this early in the season. I'm going with Atlanta. Atlanta is on a little bit of roll. They won that game Monday night, and Julio Jones only had 1 catch.
You
want to see that from Atlanta.
Right.
You want not necessarily your superstar being benched like that, not physically benched, but benched like that as far as his stats. But you want to see a team jail around other players except a superstar, and you saw that. I'm going with Atlanta.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Panthers because we're going to bring our buddy on in a couple of weeks, Dustin Pfeiffer. Things have to restore or get back to law and order over in Carolina. So real quick here, I know we're getting close to the end of the break. How about this?
our Sports Kings game of the week. Week four is the Raiders and the Ravens. I like this. I like the 2-1 Raiders at the 3-0 Ravens. Who do you like?
The Ravens. I like what they're doing with no running game whatsoever. They do not have a running game. They're putting it together, and that's how you want to see a team gel. And then you're going to look at when they're running game, when Fawcett and West decide to start running the ball good, they're okay. going to move okay. forward. But I'm going with
I'm taking the Raiders in this, okay? So, hey, folks, stick around. It's going to get better. You're listening to the Sports Kings right here SB Nation on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio. Mean Gene, Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson getting you ready for week four of the National Football League. Rod, before the break, we were talking about our Sports Kings game of the week. By the way, you can go to our website, sportskings.net, and see our game of the week, which this week is the Oakland Raiders, 2-1 at the Baltimore Ravens. And you picked the Ravens, right?
I'm going with the Ravens, Mean Gene. I mean, it's just something about this team. They're 3-0. Flacco, you know, he's being Flacco. But when you look at the running game, if that running game ever gets together, Terrence West leading the team right now with 109, only out of three games, only 119 yards rushing. And their leading receiver is Dennis Pitta. Yeah. And he's the tight end with 183 receiving yards. So the tight end actually has more yards than the running game. So, but it's just something about the way Harbaugh has the team playing together. I'm going with the Ravens.
Should be a good game. Our main man, you know, the muscle referee, Ed Hartley, is going to be referee in this game.
Looking at a man muscles.
So, you know, Mr. Hartley. The dude. Okay.
Why is he talking about
All right. So anyway, this is what we're talking about here. We have a special guest who is joining us from Fox Sports Radio, 1340 in Hopewell, Virginia. And she's here to talk a little bit about the Redskins. We've been giving her a hard time all day about the Washington Redskins. Please welcome to the show, Monet Anderson. Monet, how you doing?
I am doing just great. And yeah, you know, you all gave me some grief, but it's okay. I can take it. I'm a Redskins fan. I can take punches, and I get right back up.
Yeah, you used to getting beat all the time.
So, Monet,
you take all those jokes.
You are hanging tough, I tell you, because this is brutal. But anyway, welcome to the show. And you know, Every October, the NFL gets into the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is a month that we always look forward to. And I'm certain that the Redskins will probably be doing something as well, honoring Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right, I'm sure they are. As you know, the entire NFL recognizes the breast cancer, and you know, not just the NFL, but the entire nation. You know, I'm involved with youth sports and high school sports as well. So all of those divisions of football will recognize, of course, wearing the pink and representing, just as the NFL will, you know, we'll see the cleats come out and all of that. But more importantly, you know, just representing for all of those folks out there, women and men who have suffered with the disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that, I mean, although they do honor this in October, this is a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly thing that, you know, people are always looking at. And Sports Kings, we've been actually involved in we usually bring on the guests or two, a survivor, I think a couple of years ago, right? We had a survivor, breast cancer survivor that came on. So we're looking forward to that. Monet, let's talk about the Washington Redskins. This week, the Cleveland Browns, 0-3, are going to be at FedEx Field taking on a 1-2 Redskins. So, and we're going to give you a chance to make your pick. But what are you seeing out of your Redskins, or what are you not seeing from your Redskins?
This was supposed to be the RG3 Bowl, right?
It was supposed to be the RG3 Bowl. And, you know, I don't know who did this. I don't know who set this up for Mr. Robert not to come back home and see us folks. But, you know, I'm sure he'll probably be on the sidelines. And, you know, us Redskins fans, we can be a little mean. He may get a couple of boos out there. But, you know, who knows? As far as this game goes, I mean, whose game is it to lose? I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm a diehard Redskin fan. I ride for them. But it's games like this that really get us angry because we end up losing them, and we should be winning.
Right.
Well, hey, I mean, you guys won a game last week. You knocked off the New York Giants. You know, people were like, whoa, we can't have the Giants being undefeated over in that NFC East. But you guys did a lot of teams. You did Philadelphia fan a favor. You did the Cowboys a favor by knocking off the Redskins. I mean, the Giants. So this is what I'm going to do. So looking at this game here, who do you have in this game?
Of course I have my skin.
I knew that was an amazing, stupid question to ask, but we had to ask.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah. Of course I have them.
Rod, who you have in this one?
So, well, before I go there, I want to ask you about the rumblings. I mean, or did it, or were they solved last week with the Giants, with the victory over the Giants? The rumblings about Kirk Cousins. You know, he's fourth in the NFL passing right now, so he seems to be almost 1,000 yards this year. What's the problem? What's the rumblings about the team not having any, you know, not gathering around Kirk Cousins?
Kurt has, last year, you know, he came in and we said, you know, we'll give you this time to get yourself together. You're coming off of not being our starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now have this position and we'll give you some time to get it together. We'll back you. But now you've had a whole summer, a whole preseason, mm-hmm. and now we're a couple of games into this season. You need to be looking a little better, Kurt. You need to be looking, I mean, the numbers aren't terrible. They aren't the worst in the league, but we want a little more satisfaction than what we're getting. I mean, really, our red zone play is horrible. It's absolutely horrible. We were up in the 50th percentile last year scoring in the red zone. This year, we're down in the 21st percentile. So that's a huge drop, and it shouldn't be happening with the talent that we have.
Yeah, what about the running back situation? Because I'm not seeing a lot from Matt Jones. I know things kind of ended ugly with Alfred Morris, but Matt Jones just don't seem like the running back.
And that was going to be my next question. Is it all Kirk Cousins, or is it because of the lack of the running game?
You know, that was one of the worst decisions we made in a long time. Yeah. I mean, we make some bad decisions.
Yes.
But giving up Alfred Morris was a horrible decision. Mm-hmm. Matt Jones looked better when Alfred was there. Now, he just doesn't look like what we thought he was going to be. And, you know, I know he's had an injury, which that sets you back. Any type of injury sets these athletes back. So between Matt Jones and Chris Thompson, you know, we need some improvement. Mm-hmm. We need some improvement. Either they need to do a better job of what they're doing, or do we need to reach deeper into our depth chart?
Well, this is what I'm going to say, okay? I'm going to go official here and say that the Redskins are going to win this game. And wait a minute. It gets better. The Redskins are going to win this game. And Kirk Cousins is going to walk in that locker room and say, "You like that?" again.
He has not been able to say that, Gene. He has not.
Well, no, he's going to go and he's going to find RG3 and say, "You like that?"
But it's funny because that "you like that" now has been turned around and used with old boy Dak Prescott. People are saying, You like that?
Oh, wow.
they took our saying.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't heard that one. That's cool.
Well, so I'm going with the Washington Redskins as well. Don't take this the wrong way, but not because I don't like the Redskins. It's just so much going on in Cleveland. I mean, you know, that's one city and football team I just sometimes just feel sorry for. You know, I was a fan back in the day with Brian Sipe and the Cardiac Kids, but right now Cleveland just cannot get it together whatsoever. But real quick before we let you go, tell us how our listeners can find you, Monet.
Well, they can find me on any social media outlet. I am on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram at Lady Broadcaster, or either Monet Anderson. You should be able to find me. And our weekly show, The Ricardo Report, airs on 1340 Fox Sports every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Okay. Well, hey, Monet Anderson, thank you for joining the Sports Kings, and we look forward to having you on again, okay?
Well, I appreciate being here, and I must come back and talk football with you guys.
Please do. All right. Please do. Thank you, Monet Anderson, joining the Sports Kings. Folks, we will be right back after the break to get into more of Week 4 of the National Football League here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
And we are back, folks. Once again, it is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. Mean Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, and our producer. We got a new producer.
You can be a producer. We
worked around with over the last,
I don't know if it's us.
Years.
It must be us. If we
Gio, our man, making us sound good each and every Sunday here, man. Gio, he's rocking the Rockets shirt. He's a little bit out of season now, but it's almost basketball season, right?
He's happy Dwight Howard is gone.
He got his hater shirt on. Okay. All right, folks. Once again, we want to thank our special guest, Mona Anderson from Fox Sports AM 1340 in Hopewell, Virginia. She is a avid Redskins fan, as you could tell.
And as she said, if you want to reach out to Mona, you can reach her on any social media outlet at Lady Broadcaster. At Lady Broadcast, and of course her name, Monet Anderson, on Facebook.
Yes.
But Mean Gene, going back to that game we were talking about, Mean Gene, we're down to the Cleveland Browns. I mentioned earlier, I just don't see anything positive coming out of the Cleveland Browns. The Redskins caught them at the right time. If the Redskins are looking for a victory, like she said, the Redskins make a lot of crazy decisions, but Cody Kessler, you even saw Terrell Pryor make passes last week.
At first, I'm thinking, you know what, Hugh Jackson, if you can pull this off with this mess you're doing, this is something you do in the preseason.
But I don't look at it as being mess.
I did not like that.
Really?
No, I didn't. I thought, and that's why reporters after that game was asking him, dude, are you trying to lose games?
Or is he trying to win?
I don't know.
Is he trying to do something different and win? I don't see how you guys think. They almost won.
They should have beat the Ravens a couple of weeks ago. I mean,
they should have beat the Dolphins.
So I don't know what he's doing.
He's trying to win football in an unconventional way. And there's nothing wrong with that, Mean Gene. There's nothing wrong. So what do you call it, the Wildcat offense? You didn't like all the Wildcat and stuff
It made Terrell probably look good. What, 8 catches, 144 yards, 21 rushing yards, and a touchdown? I mean, he was all over the place.
And if you have a utility person like that on your team, utilize him.
Okay, what about your front line who's having to go with the different snap counts?
They're professionals. They're supposed to be able to adjust, right?
Well,
so you got a Terrell Pryor who can play every position on the field almost, and he's just out there wide receiver not touching the ball only 8 or 9 times a game.
That playground style of football is not going to get it done in the NFL.
Apparently, Hugh Jackson needs to cut it.
That's what he needs to do, man.
But Mean Gene. But at the same time, apparently NFL style football is not working in Cleveland either.
I guess
there's nothing wrong with him trying. He's down 2 quarterbacks. Now he has Cody Kessler, another rookie coming in to play. And matter of fact, rookie quarterbacks in NFL this year are
this
just
year is crazy. So,
but I don't have a problem with Hugh Jackson.
I'm done with Cleveland. Can we move on to the Broncos?
I'm done
with Cleveland. Cleveland will be 0-4, and let's see what happens. Next game we have is the Denver Broncos, 3-0, one of five. Unbeaten teams in the NFL right now, Denver Broncos and defending Super Bowl champs. They're at Tampa Bay. This is going to be a pretty good game. The 1-2 Buccaneers. I still like what I'm seeing out of Tampa, even though your man crush, Dirk Carter.
Yeah, he's my coach man crush. Just don't say man crush. Put something in front of my coach.
I'll let you explain that.
Okay, because I think he has a great philosophy down in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
The pieces that he has in Tampa Bay, I think they will be winning soon. As you saw him as offensive coordinator last year and this year, well, of course they stunk it up 2 weeks ago. But going into the game last week, it was a shocker to me getting beat by the Rams like that at home. It's not going to be a shocker this week. They're going to get beat by the Denver Broncos at home. Trevor Siemian is having a fantastic year, over 756 yards passing. C.J. Anderson, look for him to be the workhorse in the second half because they have a nice lead going into the halftime, and he's going to have another 120-yard game, 3 touchdowns. So I'm looking at Denver in an easy win.
Not to be outdone by Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Emmanuel Sanders, who was a former Steelers, was twerking in the end zone and did not get fined, by the way. So what is this twerking in the end zone stuff? Do we have another? I can't wait to the Ruse committee get together next year and ban twerking, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, what you got in this game?
I feel like twerking right now.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going with Denver in the easy win.
I'm going with the Broncos, too. The Broncos are going to move to 4-0, and I mean, with Trevor Siemian. He's the only quarterback in NFL history with 300-plus passing yards, 4 passing touchdowns, 0 interceptions in his first career.
Who keeps that stat?
You know what these stats mean? Eventually, if you are good enough, if you remain to be good, these stats are the ones they use to get you in the Hall of Fame, baby. This is what it is. this will get you in the Hall of Fame.
So under his plaque in the Hall of Fame will say, in his first career road start, he's the only player to ever do this, 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 and this.
Somebody's going to mention that.
Man, okay. Ain't nobody going to mention that. No. No.
All right. Next game we have the Detroit Lions at the Chicago. Oh, Lord. The 0-3 Chicago Bears. I'm sorry. If you live in Chicago, let me tell you, you're, what, maybe 200 miles from Indianapolis, 300 miles from Cleveland. I mean, I'm just saying other teams that you probably could root for besides your own. Okay. 0-3 Bears. Whew. Detroit Lions, who have actually only won that first game. That one game, they won it too. They beat the Colts.
They beat the Colts in the first game.
I don't know if Detroit is really good or Indianapolis is that bad. So who you got?
I am going with the Detroit Lions. You're looking at Brian Hoyer, who should be starting again today for Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is just, I mean, the look on his face is like, ooh, I'm glad I'm not in there. That's the way he was looking the other night against the Cowboys.
Jay Cutler always looking like that.
And, you know, the running game in Detroit has taken a little hit, but I think Theo Riddick, look out for the rookie Washington in Detroit. He's going to have a great game today. Marvin Jones, he was phenomenal last year. I think he's finally, because Golden Tate was supposed to step up this year. He has not. Marvin Jones is stepping up, being that number one receiver in Detroit. I'm going with Detroit.
I'm going with Detroit, too. Sorry. I mean, if you got Brian Hoyer, Jordan Howard, Zach Miller, these are not names that are going to get you a win.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Detroit. Next game we have is the Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans. That game will be taking place at NRG Stadium right here in Houston. So, oh man, I went to this game last year. Mm-hmm. Texans played well, and I think Brian Hoyer was actually the
Brian Hoyer. He threw for 235 yards, two touchdowns.
I remember that. Yeah, he actually looked good with DeAndre Hopkins. So, man, I tell you what, I still think even without J.J. Watt, I think the Texans are going to win this game.
I think the Texans are going to win too, simply because of the offense, not because of defense. I don't think the Titans' defense is going to be able to stop them. DeAndre Hopkins has owned the Titans secondary, but then you got Will Fuller, you got Braxton Miller, you got these guys that Osweiler looked pretty bad against New England, so I'm hoping he can bounce back, and I think Houston will win.
And they need to get in the win column, because that was not pretty up there in New England, man. Not at all.
Hopkins has 24 catches, 449 yards, and 4 touchdowns in the last 3 meetings against the Titans, and he's just going to increase in those numbers.
Next game, the Buffalo Bills 1-2 at the 3-0 New England Patriots. And I'm sorry, teams. I'm sorry, all three teams that was not prepared to beat the Patriots because you missed the golden opportunity.
Yes.
Because next week, Tom Brady is coming back. And everybody's going to be put on notice.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffalo, this is you are the one team that can say you beat them without Tom Brady.
Right.
So who you got?
Believe it or not. Now, as much as I say that Rex Ryan is not a good coach, you don't have to look at me, look at his stats. He's not a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Still have no reason why the Buffalo Bills want to go with Rex Ryan. But anyway, I'm going, and even with this upset last week, just dominating Arizona, I'm going with the Buffalo Bills in this one.
I can't believe it.
I am going with the Buffalo Bills in this one.
I believe you.
And it's these type of games that's going to make Rex Ryan stick around a little longer.
Yeah.
Because that mediocrity, they love that in Buffalo, seems to be, because that's the only thing that follows him around. But he is going to beat Belichick and the Patriots tomorrow.
Jacoby Brissett, man, get his first NFL start.
He had a great game. I can give it to him, but he's playing a tougher defense this week. And it's going to be rough for him. It's going to be rough for him, Mean Gene. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
I'm just surprised that teams – I mean, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A possible – well, you know what? By the way, my pick is the Patriots.
Okay.
I cannot go for Buffalo in this one. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am afraid to go against the Patriots anymore. As far as I'm concerned, they're probably going to go 16-0. I mean, that's just me. I'm afraid. I am.
Okay. You want a hug? I'm just not understanding. You're afraid to just look at me.
I'm just saying, Rod. You know what? I tell you what, folks. Hey, you are listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on SB Nation Radio. And when we come back, we are going to get into the Cardinals and the Rams.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
And we are back
folks. Once again, you're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio, getting you ready for week four of the National Football League. And let's continue this on. How about this? I did not know, Rod, that Drew Brees has not returned to San Diego since they got rid of him years ago. 11 years.
Yeah.
Since he's been to San Diego. And the New Orleans Saints, I'm sorry, will take on the San Diego Chargers, the 1-2 Chargers. So we got Sean Payton and Mike McCoy, but more importantly, we got Drew Brees versus Philip Rivers. And by the way, I think everyone knows that the Saints got the better end of that deal obtaining Drew Brees.
But if I remember correctly, in the year that they drafted Drew Brees?
2001, second round, first pick, yeah.
And they drafted Drew Brees?
Yeah, they did.
Who did they draft first round?
A guy by the name of LT. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Why didn't that work?
I have no, and they had a decent defense. I do not know.
So you mean to tell me they had LT and Drew Brees in the same draft?
And they played together for a couple of years because Brees spent a couple of seasons in San Diego. I don't know why that didn't work. You can blame it on coaching, but it's almost
It didn't, because soon after that, that's when they fell into the first pick of the draft, so they had to be extremely pitiful at some point.
Well,
and that's when the whole Eli thing, I don't want to go to San Diego,
Then look, hey, Eli was right too, huh?
Something
Drew about the curse of San Diego.
Apparently Drew Brees was right too.
Because that window
only won him a Super Bowl.
He did. That window of opportunity in the NFL, man, it is like, you got to take advantage of it.
Well, see, San Diego is one of those teams like Cincinnati that will always just get to the edge of the cliff, but they're scared to jump.
Yes,
they would never. I don't think they will ever meet their potential as a team.
I don't think. I mean, the one Super Bowl that they did make, they got the break to beat off of by the 49ers. So anyway, who you got in this game?
I'm going with San Diego, because if you saw just how the Saints' defense is horrible. I mean, they're, what, third from the bottom in the NFL in total defense, and I don't see them getting better. I think it's the residue of Rob Ryan from being the last year. But San Diego, with the receiving core that they have, Phillip Rivers, I think this game, I look at Melvin Gordon having a great game today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am going to go with Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees goes back home, rubs it in, and let them know that he was the man. So, and they lost last week to Atlanta. So, you know, they're not trying to lose two games in a row. So I'm going to go with the Saints. Next game we have is the Los Angeles Rams, 2-1. Whoa. At the Arizona Cardinals, 1-2. This has probably got to be the biggest surprise in the NFL right now, the fact that the Cardinals have lost two games. Who do you have?
I want to say Arizona. My mind is telling me Arizona, but my football sense is saying, for some reason, the Rams always win these games they're not supposed to win.
My mind is telling me no.
Why is he singing?
I'm just saying, you started this. My mind is telling me that the Cardinals are going to win this game, man.
Okay. But I followed up with that.
Oh, too. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did I just cut you off?
Yeah.
All right.
Forgot what I was saying.
Okay. It wasn't important
anyway. I'm going with the Cardinals. Let's just go with the Cardinals. No, I'm just saying the Rams, you know, they always win these games they're not supposed to win.
Right.
You know, they lose the games and they can never put it together, and that's what keeps Fisher alive.
Now, if you're right, Jeff Fisher said, hey, no more 8-8s. Okay. They come out of this game 3-1.
3-1.
And this is gonna be huge. And I keep talking about the fan base in LA. Mm. You know, when they go back to that next home game, they're gonna keep getting that.
But I mean, to see
3-1 in the NFC West, that would be a pretty good accomplishment.
You know, I just don't see Arizona dropping this game at home after a horrible loss. The showing that they did last week in Buffalo.
I'm looking at 33-18 loss. Yeah. All right. So I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals too. Next game we have staying in the NFC West. We got the Seattle Seahawks 2-1 at the 1-2 New York Jets. Who do you have?
I am going with the Jets.
J-E-T-S.
Because Ryan Fitzpatrick is my fantasy quarterback, and he gave me a -3 points last week. Who in the world throws 6 interceptions? There's no way possible he's going to do that 2 weeks in a row.
I knew we was going to get a fantasy.
You have to.
Yeah. Reference in this show.
You know, but you're looking at the overall defense for Seattle. They're in the top 5 again this year. I don't know. Todd Bowles is a defensive person, so maybe he can break down their defense in Seattle. I'm going with the Jets.
Okay, I will go with the Jets as well. Next game we have is the Sunday night football game. Actually, I take that back. Not the Sunday night. The Dallas Cowboys 2-1 at the San Francisco 49ers. Who do you got?
I still hate Dwight Clark. I just want to throw it out there.
Well, I know why, too. So
The catch. Yeah.
That's
strong words that I don't like. I still hate. I don't like Dwight Clark still to this day. Okay.
I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys.
What Dak Prescott is doing with the offense. Even though Dez Bryant, he's going to be out tonight, but Dez is not even on his mind when he goes back to pass. So he's throwing those dip and dunk passes that seem to be working for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. The San Francisco, they're still going through problems. They do still have Chip Kelly, so the offense. We may see a Kaepernick outside of him kneeling.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, the media always shows that. But outside of that, we may see a Kaepernick sighting tonight.
All right, I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys as well. Next game we have is a Sunday night game. Kansas City 2-1 at the Pittsburgh Steelers 2-1. Steelers try to rebound from that 34-3 loss to Philly last week. Who do you got?
Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, it's just that simple. Tomlin will not allow this to happen again, whether it's 1 point or 200 points. Tomlin would not allow this to happen again. I'm looking at Pittsburgh to dominate the Kansas City Chiefs.
I agree with you. I'm going to take the Steelers in this game and our last game of week four. And by the way, folks, the Philadelphia Eagles and Green Bay Packers both have byes. The next game we have is the 2-1 New York Giants at the 3-0 Minnesota Vikings. Who do you have?
The coach of the year.
Woo,
Mike Zimmer.
We've been talking about him.
I am going with Zimmer. Yeah. I love the way this team has gelled around him. He's making this team go. They're going to New York Monday night, hostile environment. Mm-hmm. But I believe he's going to continue his winning ways with this team. Look forward tomorrow night, the Vikings to come out on top.
I will take the Vikings as well. They will go to 4-0, and this is going to be incredible. Incredible stuff here, folks. So we hope you enjoyed the show. Once again, it's Mean Gene, Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson. You've been listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio.